Butterfly, the toll-free number for you to bring up what you want. It's 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Luther.
And we invite you online over at freetalklive.com. Head over there, enjoy the features that you'll find for free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites, and we do it free at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live, by the way, brought to you by SACL CAI. They have a full orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. They know you want to keep your customers down the line, so they treat them with respect and help them resolve their issues. So go to SACL CAI through their banner at the top of the banner column over at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. Now, for those of you just tuning in here tonight, we kind of got Free Talk Live, open phones, panel discussion. We talk about anything with you. That means that sometimes we go off in different directions we don't necessarily expect. And somebody called in tonight who mentioned that he, at one point, was a prisoner against his will in a particular program that I don't know how many people know about. And he used one of the terms, and it kind of rang a bell with me, and I asked him for clarification, and I was right in my speculation. We talked about this many years ago on Free Talk Live, and it's high time it's talked about again. It's a program that at one time was called Scared Straight. Straight Incorporated. We were talking about Scared Straight.
That's something else.
That's the jail program thing. That's something completely different. Straight Incorporated is basically a drug rehab program. Here's a rundown from thestraits.com, and there's just so much content on this website, it's almost impossible to know where to begin, but this one's called an introduction. From 1976 to 1993, Straight Incorporated ran the largest chain of juvenile drug rehabilitation programs in the world, with treatment facilities in major U.S. metropolitan areas. Straight marketed to the parents of middle class and above-middle-class white American teenagers. Straight's methods combine an implementation of Sinanon's church, The Game, or Sinanon, which uses brutal, vulgar verbal confrontations, brainwashing, bastardized implementation of AA, and rational emotive therapy, RET. Straight claimed it was a tough love program, but it's not. In 1995, and by the way, just because it says it ended in 1993 doesn't mean it's over. In 1995, Phyllis York, the founder of Tough Love, denounced Straight's brutal methods in an article in Insight on the News. Many continue to think of Straight as a Marine Corps-style character builder program for teens. Indeed, a favorite approach of cult apologists has been to say, look at the Marines. Marine recruits are insulted and deprived. DIs break boots down and then build them back up in the Marine image. Don't they? But what is done at Straight Incorporated has little in common with what happens at Parris Island, South Carolina. There's never been a Straight Incorporated treatment camp, not one, that has not been accused of child abuse. And yet, the Straits are as Straits closed all over the country, while under criminal investigations or facing civil lawsuits, several former Straight officials opened their own Straight-like programs, many of which continue to operate. The part of the subtitle for this webpage stating the destruction of young egos pertains only to those treatment facilities called Straight Incorporated, and the document makes no claim that any of these follow-on Straight-like programs or that they are destroy young egos or that they are abusive, although there have been complaints of abuse in some of them. For example, in 2000, Reverend Dr. Miller Newton, Straight's former national clinical director, and his psychiatric staff settled out of court with a female client for $4.5 million for abuses that she claims she sustained in a Straight-like program called KIDS in New Jersey. It was the intent of Straight Incorporated to break down or destroy that part of a young person's thinking, which Straight felt was inappropriate, and to reconstitute that person's thinking to conform to the group's consciousness of appropriate thinking. What's extraordinary about the Straits is the incredible number of former Straight students who are now deceased, many by suicide. Another extraordinary statistic which continues to follow the Straits is the backing of the Straits have received from prominent Republicans. Straits founder Mel Sembler has been the finance chairman for the National Republican Party, and even George H.W. Bush made a television plug for Straight right out of the Oval Office. So the people running this program are tied into the very highest levels of the political system, and it should be no wonder that they continue to get away with literally abusing children. What do these young men have in common? They show some pictures. They're all white. They were all in Straight Incorporated, and they all committed suicide after they got out of Straight. They're among more than 20 known former students from a Straight-based juvenile drug rehab who have committed suicide or murder. To what extent, if any, do the Straight's unorthodox and brutal treatment methods, which include extreme methods of persuasion to elicit sexual confessions, contribute to these deaths is a major issue addressed in this online book. The Straights will readily admit that they have such a problem with suicidal youths that they have to watch all their young students, even when they use the bathroom. Straights say its young students are suicidal because they can't get their drugs, but evidence will be shown that it's Straight itself causing body carvings and suicide attempts.
Jesus.
What is the Straight's plan should a suicidal student escape or be withdrawn early by his parents? Or if a student suffering from Straight-induced depression hides his depression well enough to make phase so that he can use the bathroom unobserved? What's the plan for Straight escapees and graduates suffering from Straight-induced post-traumatic stress syndrome? They have websites that are devoted to survivors, what they call themselves, the people, the kids that get out of these Straight programs and don't kill themselves. They call themselves Straight Survivors.
Wow.
And they have websites where they can come together and they can tell their stories. In short, he asks, when does suicide become murder? He points out that despite the stories of abuse on a grand scale, the Straits managed to thrive, taking in $90 million as a charity along the way. The Straits use child counselors, supplemented by a small staff of adults, to treat the children of affluent white parents. And what he hasn't covered yet, because there's just so much to cover, is that it's the kind of this typical cycle of abuse thing. So you've got kids in there who, you know, become counselors and they've been abused themselves. Mm-hmm. So they bring the same brand of abuse back along on whoever the other kids are that are coming into the program.
Sure.
And just continuing to hurt people. We'll take your calls, especially if you've actually ever been through one of these Straight programs. 855.
Have you ever talked to somebody who's been through one?
Yes, we actually, when we first talked about this was when we were a local show in Sarasota, Florida, and Straight, as was mentioned earlier, had a couple of clinics there, and so we actually threw this topic out on the air and had people call in who just told some of the most harrowing stories.
Wow.
Oh, jeez. Did you get any, like, negative feedback, like maybe from Straight?
No, I don't recall getting anything, you know, nobody calling in pimping Straight.
Hmm.
I don't think that happened. But again, it's been so many years. 855-450-FREE is the number here. So, food and sleep deprivation, gang tackles, spit therapy, isolation, sitting in one's own feces, PTSD body carvings, post-Straight suicides. This is Straight Incorporated. Older clients had to watch newcomers 24 hours a day, even when they used the bathroom, for fear that they would kill themselves to escape the torture of the treatment. James at Straight Atlanta says he had to ask permission for each wipe of his anus as he defecated. For 17 years, Straight Incorporated was the biggest and one of the most destructive juvenile rehabs programs the world has ever seen. Parents were clueless and forbidden from communicating with their own children for extensive periods of time. Straight almost always reported back to the parents that their child had admitted to extensive drug use, even if it wasn't true. Often parents were told their child would die without Straight's help. As the other children in the family turned 13, parents were told their other kids had caught the disease too and would require Straight treatment. Ultimately, the entire family would become centered around Straight. According to the story here, Samantha Monroe had been in Straight Sarasota. She describes her humble pants, a punishment that forced her to wear the same pants for 6 weeks at a time. Because she was allowed just one shower per week, the pants often filled with feces, urine, and menstrual blood. Lee Bright had been the founding Straight in St. Petersburg, Florida. They made her scoop her own feces out of the toilet using a paper towel. One day, the clinical director grabbed Lee by her hair and threw her to the floor, screaming, "I want this girl the F out of my group!" Marcy Sizemore states, "I was taken into a bathroom by six or seven other girls, and I was kept in the bathroom from 12 noon until 9:30 that night. In the bathroom, the girls beat me, punched me, placed their fingers under my collarbone," and we'll tell you more in moments. 855-450-FREE, all because they were smoking some pot.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family, peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And tonight joining you is Ian.
And Julia.
And Luther.
I invite you to the website at freetalklive.com. You can go, and if you've got a mobile phone, a smartphone, you can go to n.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams and podcasts. It's all free. That's n, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. And coming up here, holiday season, maybe you've got a young person in your life, you're a parent, and you want to help teach them firearms responsibility. Now, start them off with an air rifle. Visit our friends over at PyramidAir.com. They hooked Mark up
with a badass air gun.
Oh, yeah.
This thing can take down a deer. It's 50 caliber. Now, of course, they got regular, not so 50 caliber air guns, too. They got a huge selection.
Sure, sure. I got a Daisy air rifle upstairs.
They are the world's largest online air gun retailer. They've been in business since 1993 with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and their experts can help you find the best air gun for your needs right over the phone. Of course, their website is extensive as well. You get 10% off or free shipping, whichever is more, with coupon code FTL11. So go to see the amazing Dragon Claw, which is the 50 caliber air gun, at airgun.freetalklive.com, and that'll take you to their site, and from there you can get to all the rest of their products. airgun.freetalklive.com. Check out their site, and then use our discount code FTL11 to get 10% off or free shipping, whichever is more. That's airgun.freetalklive.com, Pyramid Air. So we're talking about Straight Incorporated. We've been talking about all kinds of things, Scared Straight. We were talking about Scared Straight earlier tonight, the program with the kids and the jails and the prisons, trying to scare them into not committing so-called crimes anymore. But then you've got Straight Incorporated, which is much more intimidating, much scarier.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is that your kid gets caught with some marijuana or some alcohol or maybe some other drugs. But a lot of it was for marijuana and alcohol, just small amounts of marijuana and alcohol, and you're told that they've got a problem as a parent, and maybe as a Christian kind of parent. You're told they've got a problem, and they need to, you know, really help your kids. You need to check them into this facility. It's called Straight Incorporated, or at least that's what it was called. Now it exists. They exist under different names. The same people that operated Straight Incorporated started up their own straight-like organizations under different names so they could avoid civil lawsuits that were going on with Straight Incorporated over child abuse and other things. And basically your kids are subjected to all manner of torment and abuse and just crazy sick stuff. We'll share some more of that with you here. This is from thestraits.com. No shortage of websites about the horrible things that were done to these kids in the name of supposedly breaking them from their terrible habit of smoking pot and other things. Marcy Sizemore writes, I was taken into a bathroom by 6 or 7 other girls, and I was kept in the bathroom from noon until 9:30 that night. In the bathroom, the girls beat me, punched me, placed their fingers under my collarbone and twisted the bone, and verbally abused me for 9.5 hours. The girls would hold my arms out at the sides while another girl would run across the room and ram her head into my stomach.
Who are these girls?
Are they
students? Are they prisoners, I guess?
I think there's that, and some of the guards, or whatever you want to call them, the counselors.
The staff.
Yeah, the staff. So ram her head into my stomach, and this was done continuously. I was thrown up against the wall, pushed back and forth, and was made to stand on my feet the entire 9.5 hours. During this marathon, I was so physically exhausted that I passed out twice. Whenever I passed out, the girls kicked me, pulled at me, and made me get to my feet again and continued to subject me to the beating. When I asked for water, I was told I could have water, and then they poured it on my head. The girls worked in shifts and always kept at least 6 to 8 girls in the room with me at all times. David Allen, executive staff at Straight Atlanta, recalls a kid who had abscessed, bleeding hemorrhoids so bad that he couldn't walk. He says he was instructed to put a Kotex on the boy and send him back to the group.
What the... Ooh, this sounds like... Actually, there's a book, and it was made into a movie called The Girl Next... Jack Ketchum's The Girl Next Door, not to be confused with the comedy. Where pretty much a woman who was deteriorating in mental health was given 2 wards, you know, her nieces, you know, to take care of along with her own children, and she tortured one to death in her basement, and it was based on a real life something that really happened, a real murder, and like she would have the neighborhood kids come over and beat her and tie her up in the basement and strip her naked, you know, and put her on, you know, humiliate her like
her
that, and carve into her, you know, like they describe. So pretty much everything they're describing that happened to them in these straight programs happened in his book, The Girl Next Door. It's just awful, and they end up killing her at the end. It's just terrible. So, you know, that's a window into what they're talking about here. You know, watch this movie. It's on instant Netflix, and like, it's just atrocious.
Now, what's the movie that you mentioned before about Straight Incorporated? There was another one, right?
Yeah, that's... Hang on.
Some documentary about that.
Yeah, that's... It's coming out, I guess.
Oh, so it's not out yet.
Surviving Straight Incorporated is called.
Surviving Straight Incorporated, because I was looking for it, and I couldn't find it on Netflix, so I guess you're right, it's not out yet. So, again, these straights were all over the place. Straight Incorporated was just the biggest, the most widespread of a variety of these similar organizations. Straight Springfield, for instance, was one of 11 straight concentration camps nationwide, and that doesn't count Straight's legacy programs. Straight Springfield representatives broke the finger of one girl while they screamed at her that she was fat and ugly and not pretty like her sister, as they tried to extort a confession from her of a drug problem that she did not have. They later released her, saying drug abuse was not her primary problem. She's one of 11 who are now dead. Paul's single mother had to consider bankruptcy. We skipped that part. New clients absolutely have no communication with the outside world and thus no chance to report the abuse to their parents. New parents must scold their child publicly over a microphone at a weekly open meeting as they stand across a picket line from the kids. At one open meeting, Springfield parents watched in horror as a mother prepared to publicly humiliate her son over the cordless microphone when all of a sudden a 230-pound man-child stood up and screamed, "F you, mother! F you, bitch!" and then continued on with all his might. There was no doubt in anyone's mind that this enraged child would have beaten his mother to death with his bare hands had he had the opportunity. He just went berserk and was immediately engulfed by 20 of his fellow students who jumped all over him like a swarm of flies on a piece of dead meat. That night, the man-child was carried off 3 blocks away to Chelsea Square and one of the special co-op apartments essentially run by kids, where some kid interrogators spat in one's face just like their communist Chinese thought reform counterparts do.
Yeah, a lot of these techniques were used in, like, communist countries to sort of brainwash people into, you know, being submissive to the state.
Yeah, there's another article that says how similar this is to some of the stuff they've done in North Korea, for instance.
Sure.
Straight had suggested to many parents they lie to their kids and not tell them where they were going when they were first taken to Straight. Once they got there, the kids and parents were told.
That's something I was reading Straight stories, and almost every single one of them says, like, my parents told me, you know, we're going for a trip, and then just dropped me off in the front of this place.
And then you can't get out.
Yeah.
Once they got there, the parents were told, and the kids were told, the first rule's honesty. But they lie to you and tell you treatment should last a few months, but rarely is anyone deemed cured until you've paid Straight for 2 years. They tell you they're not concerned about money, and that they hound you for your entire treatment for more money. The kids are persuaded to tell you they've used drugs that they've never used. The parents are encouraged to lie to their kids. It's Sembler's first paradox. The $100 million program is based on lies, yet their first rule is total honesty. One wife was encouraged to leave her husband because he had told other parents about the abuse. They suggested to one common law man and wife that they get married on the Straight Springfield compound. So it's a very, very religious-based organization that is just shoving their views literally down kids' throats. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's SEALANE.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything, and you can also comment on the straight situation. If you've ever been in one of these so-called tough love rehab clinics, would love to hear your story, because I'm sure you've got something worth sharing. There's some really scary stuff out there. 855-450-FREE is the number here, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Luther.
I invite you to the website as well at freetalklive.com. You can watch the webcam, listen that way, and also chat with the other listeners that are in there in the chat room that's built into the same page over at cam.freetalklive.com. It's all free. That's cam.freetalklive.com. Bitcoin. You want to learn more about it? You should, because it's the one of the hottest things going in the world of currency. It's a digital currency. It can't be counterfeited or inflated, and it's not centrally controlled. There's no central bank. There's no Bitcoin corporation. It's entirely peer-to-peer, free market, digital cash. It can be used anywhere in the world without needing permission from any government or any corporation. It's going to change the financial world. And Memory Dealers is proud to offer physical bitcoins you can actually hold in your hands and can be transferred back to normal digital form anytime. They make great conversation starters and Christmas gifts. You can be part of the currency that's transforming the world over at memorydealers.com and get your physical bitcoins there. If you want to learn more about Bitcoin, you can just go to weusecoins.com. Great introduction site there. That's weusecoins.com.
You know, the coins don't look like much at first. You know, there's just a B on the front, the little Bitcoin symbol, and on the back there's a little hologram. But I looked at it under a little microscopic eye that I have that I used to use to fix computer boards.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much detail put into these coins, like
really?
Way more than what you'll see on, you know, a United States quarter, for example.
So you were impressed.
I was very impressed.
And it's actually what you were looking at, the physical bitcoins you were talking about. We got the first version of them. So I understand that there's a second version that's out now. So, I mean, you're literally looking at the first generation of something that's so brand new mm-hmm. that, I mean, down the line, who knows what innovations will be coming to this
Bitcoin.
Yeah,
I'm definitely going to hang on to mine. For now, at least.
855-450-FREE. So am I, because the way it's set up at the moment, I think in upcoming versions, like, the word's been passed to the guy that's making the physical bitcoins,
mm-hmm.
and one of the things it's missing is a website. It's not real obvious what it is.
Right.
I don't want to leave it
in addition to a tip. Like if I, like I used to with a Liberty Dollar, I used to leave a tip at a restaurant and then I'd leave a Liberty Dollar on top of it just to kind of pique somebody's interest, because maybe if they got a decent tip and then a Liberty Dollar on top, they would take the time to check out the Liberty Dollar and see what it was.
Yeah, I would.
You can't do the same thing with a physical Bitcoin yet, because it'll just confuse people because they don't know what it is and you don't have time to sit there and explain it to the, you know, the waitress at the restaurant.
Sure.
So I'd like to see it move into a more of a, an outreach tool kind of a, an area, and I think we might see that coming soon in upcoming generations of it. So that's pretty cool, because Roger over at Memory Dealers is connected with the dude that makes these, and so he passed on my feedback to him, and apparently, you know, it made sense to the guy that makes them. So.
Yeah, good.
So we'll go to you and your thoughts here and come back maybe a little with a few more stories about Straight Incorporated. You don't have to be on this topic. You can bring up anything. Dan's in Maine. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
No, so I don't mean to derail the conversation from that, like the straight camps or anything, but I'm fully anarcho-capitalist here. The only thing I'm stuck on, pretty much because I enjoyed some major geekery watching some Stargate tonight, the only legitimacy of government I could find is, you know, in the case of, like, alien invasion or something like that.
Well, what do you mean?
Like, say we find out we're not the only species in the universe and there's hostile species. I fail to see how, like, the marketplace can provide the means of protection that we need to combat that.
Well, do you think the market can provide protection from other countries invading?
Indeed. I mean, I can see how mostly most of the protection would be totally voluntary. I mean, I can't see someone not wanting to do everything they can to survive.
But aliens? I mean, do you just assume that aliens have superior weaponry and us puny humans would never be able to adapt and combat that?
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm assuming that, you know, this is a, you know, a reductum ad absurdum. I'm assuming that they're hostile and they're far superior than us.
Well, what makes you think the government's going to keep you safe from aliens?
Nothing really, but, like, I feel like they're...
Yeah, I think if these aliens are so powerful, and I love that you brought this up because it's so geeky, but... I think if these aliens are so powerful, you know, that the market can't protect us from it, that the government can't either. Like, if humans are just meant to, you know, perish at the hands of these Uranians...
Maybe we'll just be slaves.
Yeah, or whatever they do to us. You know, like, if that's our fate and there's nothing that the human body and mind can do about it, then that's what's going to happen. But
well, the idea that the military is...
Right. You know, they're made up of humans, too.
Yeah, I mean, we're already slaves now. It's not really a big deal. We could, you know... subjugates for a little while and then infiltrate them and adapt their technology. And
but at least we're slaves to our own kind.
Well, look, I think that you're suffering from a sci-fi movie phenomenon here, and that is, of course...
Also drunk, but it's no big deal, but...
That's all right. And that is, of course, that, you know, in the sci-fi movies, for instance, like Independence Day or whatever, mm-hmm. where the aliens are invading, they're blowing all kinds of crap up, and you've got to turn to the government to look for the solution. We've got to have government fighter planes, and they're going to scramble, and they're going to go and, you know, shoot.
Right. And the president himself is going to get in a plane. And...
Yeah, exactly. So... It's just fantasy and it's nonsense. If you look at how government actually works and how the military is set up, they're designed to set up. They're designed to protect certain things, particularly their own infrastructure. So the military is not going to be concerned so much about Dan in Maine and Dan's house and Dan's neighborhood, unless Dan happens to live on a military installation. See what I'm saying? They're going to protect.
Yeah, too many targets, too little firepower.
They're going to protect the White House. They're going to protect, you know, Congress. They're going to protect the, you know, the base in Tampa and whatever other military bases they have all around the country. That's where they're going to focus their efforts on keeping safe. They don't give a flip whether or not your house burns to the ground in some crazy death ray situation. They don't care about that. And they have no incentive to protect you whatsoever. They're going to use it to protect their own in that situation. You're going to be on your own anyway. Now, if we actually did have a free market in protection services, at least then we would have some level of a, you know, bustling marketplace where people are competing and innovating and coming up with new ideas to protect people from, you know, whatever. And then if some alien strike comes in, then, you know, at least would have a chance. With the government, you don't even have chance number one.
Yeah, I mean, I can imagine some alien fleet coming in on a free market world and just being like, Like, what are we exactly supposed to shoot at?
Well, plus, doesn't the government tend to use violence as their answer? It would seem to me that if we had the government instead of the free market and protection, that the government would be more likely to try to use a nuke on an alien or something like that, even when, like, the aliens might want peace or something and the government may misinterpret their message or who knows. I mean, like, sure. I don't trust the state to keep me safe.
Oh, hell no. No.
Yeah. Are you familiar with the short story, They're Made of Meat?
No, I'm not.
Tell me about it.
I'm kind of shifting gears here, but like I hope this just changes people's perspective on what aliens would be like, because we just assume that they're going to be these humanoid animals, you know, from another planet, and that seems kind of unrealistic to me, because, you know, animals evolved on this planet, so that's why we have that classification of life form, you know, and plants and mitochondria and bacteria and fungi, you know. And I think if they're from another world, you know, they're going to be completely different, like nothing we could possibly imagine. And that, you know, in science fiction, you just need to personify a villain and make them aliens.
Well, there was the Blob. Wasn't that an alien thing?
Yeah. And, like, there have been stories about, like, aliens that are made up entirely of mist.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's another one.
And it's more likely that they've already reached, you know, the technological singularity that we're supposed to reach, you know, by like 2040, and at which point I don't really see them being as a violent race. But, you know, you always have the sci-fi conundrum of a, you know, a world, a galaxy dominating, you know, alien race coming down on you.
Dan, thanks for the call and the thoughts. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Alien, taking aliens.
I am not geeky enough for this conversation.
Aliens taking over couldn't be worse than Straight Incorporated and what they did to these poor kids. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. This is Free Talk Live.
On DVD for a limited time.
Chase lives here. He moved back here with my son.
You're a predator, yes!
Yearly is a bold, independent film about the struggles of a middle-class father as he fights to win back his family after being fired for sexual harassment. Reviewers call Yearly superb, amazing, and one of the most honest looks at today's modern man in marriage to hit the silver screen.
I'm guilty of cheating my wife.
Winner of Best Feature at the Malibu International Film Festival and other festival awards including Best Actor and the Platinum Reel Award. Yearly set against the backdrop of a difficult job market and follows a flawed man who makes one bad decision after another as he faces the intrusive scrutiny of the courts.
Why didn't you tell me about it? You have a kid and a wife.
Go to yearlymovie.com. That's yearlymovie.com to own the DVD now before they're gone.
You have no idea what it's like.
You cheated on me.
Click the Amazon link on yearlymovie.com and a portion of the sale goes to support Free Talk Live. That's yearlymovie.com.
Are you firing me, Riley?
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for your thoughts, your calls. 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And especially when I hear from you, if you've ever spent time in one of these tough love drug rehab programs, so-called tough love, I don't think that some of the things they do in these programs are very loving at all. Maybe we'll share a little bit more with you here, and certainly want to hear your experiences at 855-450-FREE. Have you seen anything, Julia, that you find worth
I've been reading
sharing?
Stories, and I mean, they're pretty similar, like just awful, horrendous pasts, and they all
abusive say, kids right. on other kids, right?
But here's something I find a little disturbing. I've been reading this story, and this girl now at this point in time has run away twice after being there for months, and so she got in trouble with the law because she was on probation or something like that, and she was living on the street after she ran away because she couldn't go home, and she got in trouble.
Because her parents will take her back to straight.
Right. So the state of California put her on a plane to Miami where where her mother's living. She thought she was headed for freedom. Instead, when she walked off the plane, she was greeted by her parents, her sister, and two straight clients and their parents. She tried to run, but they tackled her on the carpet. I was screaming, help me, but they just carried me out of the airport and no one would listen. I find that disturbing. Like, I've known people in drug rehab before. I've known teenagers in drug rehab before. And I guarantee you, when they see their parents, no matter how miserable they are to be in, like, boring drug, don't want to be there drug rehab, they are not desperately screaming for help. Mm-hmm. Like, if your kid is so terrified of being at this place that they're willing to live on the street when they're 15 years old, that doesn't make you think for a second, hey, maybe I should see if there's a better choice.
You would think, but what they're told likely by the straight people is that, well, this is just proof that your kid has a problem, that they're a drug addict, and they need our help. Let's go to Lisa. She's in West Virginia listening to WVTS in Charleston. Lisa, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hey, Lisa, go ahead with your thoughts.
I have a question. I have a son who has autism, and he goes to a public school, and he recently got into a situation that got him suspended pending a manifestation meeting because of his disability, and he could be expelled for 365 days. And my question to you is, the Straight Incorporated, you said that they had to redo in order to avoid the civil suits.
Well, they did settle some civil suits, and I don't know what all the legal side of everything was, but basically their name had been pretty much black marked all kinds of all over the place by a bunch of different lawsuits and lots of publicity. So once your abusive rehab program gets enough publicity, you shut it down and you start it up again under a different name, and that's basically what they've done over the years.
Okay, now how do I avoid getting him sent to a concentration camp?
Well, as was mentioned in the suggestion earlier, that you want to, if you're going to put your kid into some sort of a program, and these are programs that were you know, they were targeted at drug using teens. They likely aren't likely not going to find the same sort of abuse for autistic kids, but you never know. So it's always good to be careful with these things.
I've actually read a lot of these stories where they said that they had never used drugs.
Right, right, but they were,
right.
Their parents thought they were using drugs, and so they checked them in, or they were told that teenagers are likely to use drugs, and they're hearing these things in their church groups and these, you know, seminars or whatever.
I have a question for you. I actually was expelled, so I have a lot of experience with this. I'm not sure why you're concerned that your child might get sent somewhere.
Well, because they've always threatened him with, you'll go to juvie.
Yeah, yeah, they threatened me with that too, actually. My parents moved me across the country.
Because you were facing something, right?
Well, they were, I mean, basically when I got expelled, there was legal issues involved. There were court, I had to go to court, like some sort of teen school court or whatever, and they were talking about juvenile detention. They were talking about putting me in schools for bad kids, and my parents shipped me 2,000 miles away because they would not allow that to happen.
So that is a doable thing.
Yeah, I didn't. What happened was my parents, they sent me to Florida, and my dad went to represent me at the court case and basically said, you know, we've left the state, like, see you later, and nothing ever came of it. And then I was able to go to public school a year later, but by then I had been going to community college and taking adult high school classes, and I couldn't go back to public school, so I ended up getting my GED and going to college.
Right. See, before this incident even occurred, he had had no problems.
Mm-hmm.
And he had, well, I can't go into detail because I don't want to identify.
That's all right.
But anyway, there was an incident, and now it's, according to the paperwork, it's rumored. And now he did this for no reason.
So they're looking at putting your son into some sort of a camp, you think?
I have no idea.
Well, what I would
he's
say
autistic
is...
He's autistic, and they have him in the BD room. I mean, you know.
If you have any say in the matter as to what happens to your son, and obviously there's the solution Julia's talking about, like if they're going to force something on you that is uncomfortable, then you could probably just leave.
Oh, absolutely.
But if so it comes to that, there's always that option. But if you have to put him in, or if you end up having to put him in some sort of a camp or whatever, I would talk to other parents and, you know, get their opinions of, you know, what this camp is like, how effective it has been.
Yeah. Well, I would say an autistic child doesn't belong in a camp at all, and that, you know what I mean, I would just be really, if for any reason they try to send your child somewhere, like, take him away. I mean, just don't let that happen.
No.
Good luck, Lisa. Thanks for the call tonight.
Thanks.
Appreciate hearing from you. Colleen was in Strait, Springfield. She recalls, quote, "I do remember how when someone would think about or attempt suicide, we would make fun of them and confront them until they felt worse. I have so much guilt knowing that I was a part of that." Another female client reports, "The first time I did it was when I was at RC's house as a newcomer in the middle of a cold January, and I was made to sleep on the hardwood floor with no blanket and a sleeveless nightgown. I found a nail on the floor, so I just carved on my arms. No, they didn't get any help. They laughed at me. I never had carved on my arms before Strait. But I have since I've been out. I hope you don't think I'm weird." I had a newcomer, this is another one, named withheld. She dug the skin off of both of her cheeks while she was a newcomer. It was pretty awful. This was a lot worse than some of the arm and hand carvings I usually saw people doing. I don't think I'll ever forget that. I believe she ended up running away. Seeing people dig and carve on themselves was pretty much a regular thing at Strait. I never did that myself, but was a witness to a lot of it. One person even chewed up her tongue. When Strait Springfield got one boy's deepest, darkest secret out of him, he was made to stand up before a group of 120 kids who mocked him and sang the Tasty Cake song to him. He is now insane. Mark and Bill were unsuccessful in their suicide attempts after Strait Springfield. Today, Bill's hopelessly insane, and Mark is a successful car salesman. Mark says this, "I can honestly say now, 10 years later, that the time I spent in Strait was the loneliest and most depressing time of my life. I had done drugs and been a rebellious teenager, but at no time before Strait had I ever thought of suicide." Even Robert DuPont, a Maryland psychiatrist and former straight consultant, made this startling revelation during his deposition for straight for the Karen Norton trial, which cost straight $721,000, saying, "I have many of my patients of my own, many, maybe 10 patients of my own, who have been in the straight program, and I see them afterward. One boy escaped after being sexually abused and lived in a storm drain since his parents, following straight's instructions, would not take him back. One boy tried to flee but was run down by oldcomers off of Interstate 95 and beaten until a Virginia State trooper happened by and stopped them. One young man did manage to successfully escape, but he was disowned by his parents following straight's guidelines. A boy successfully escaped as well, but his parents did not disown him today, and he's a doctor of medicine." There's a bunch of stories, and there's no shortage to them. It's just horrible the way they're treating kids as though abuse is going to help solve people's problems.
Sure.
You know, this reminds me of when we were kids, we had a dog, and it was a golden retriever, and most people... You know, golden retriever is one of the friendliest, familiest dogs you can have.
Absolutely. Right. And earlier on when we had her, the electrician came by to check the meter or something like that, and he left a note like, "Some guard dog you got, she just let me walk right in, you know, nicest dog ever." So,
moral of the story, dog was very nice. Dad beat dog a lot. Dog
severely.
Became very... For being a dog.
You know, digging holes, barking, that kind of stuff.
Gotcha.
Things.
Right. So
stop shedding.
He would get angry at the dog, and he would hit it with a belt. I mean, a lot.
Aww.
And the dog was very angry.
If you touched that part of your pants, she would cower.
Oh, jeez.
But, like, you know what I mean? You take somebody, and you abuse them over and over again, and you just make them a mean, miserable person.
Yeah, she was so nasty. She hated strangers.
Oh,
she
I remember. I met the dog
them.
One time, and it was awful.
Like, she stands at the glass door and goes, "Rah, rah, rah, rah," a golden retriever, a friggin' pit bull that you see on
TV.
Worst
thing that he ever did was she ripped a sapling out of the ground that he had just planted, so he took the tree and beat her with it. He beat her with a tree.
You guys are lucky he didn't do the same thing to you.
I lived in fear that he would.
And I imagine that was part of what he was doing.
Yeah.
He was trying to intimidate you. Sick stuff. Violence doesn't solve problems. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis in an interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk, and this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.